With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Nicolay College's Tribal Business Program students hosted a showing of the Bad River documentary this week. The documentary details the Bad River Band's fight to remove Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline from its reservation in northern Wisconsin. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Una Ross and Brian Frank greet people as they walk into the Nicolay College Theater for a showing of the Bad River documentary. Both are Native American students enrolled in Nicolay's Tribal Business Program. It was the second time they hosted a showing.
This is really important to us.
Bad River details the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas fight to remove Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline from its reservation in northern Wisconsin. Parts of the line have become exposed over the years, and the tribe fears a leak would cause environmental devastation to their land and waterways, including Lake Superior. To better understand the fight they've undertaken, the documentary takes people through a lot of the history leading to this moment, including boarding schools, the termination and relocation policies in the 1950s, and the walleye wars.
When I was in school, they didn't teach this history like we're getting. This was so eye-opening to me. There was so much I did not know. And because of that assimilation and Christianizedness, we never learned that. We didn't have the opportunity to learn it.
Following the showing, two Bad River tribal members who were interviewed in the documentary answered questions about the process, their community, and what it's been like seeing this documentary being played across the U.S. and Canada. Bad River's story of defiance stuck with Ross.
You need to know what's going on in your tribe. What's happening with your land. Fight for your rights.
For Frank, it's about respecting Mother Earth.
Water is life. You know, we need that. We need that for our fishes and for like the rice. If they pollute that, you know, the rice grows in there. There's things that need that water to grow and to feed people and to animals.
In 2023, a federal judge ordered Enbridge to shut down or reroute Line 5 by June 2026. Both the tribe and Enbridge have appealed the decision. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Bad River documentary is now streaming on Peacock. Iron County snowmobile clubs were out grooming all day yesterday. Their snowmobile trails reopened this morning. Trail 11A remains closed. The Iron County Forestry and Parks Department says the turtle flambeau flowage and other water bodies are not considered safe to ride. The flowage is no longer marked. Iron County trails are expected to remain open through the weekend. Clubs will reevaluate as the weather warms. The chaos surrounding the future of scientific research in the Trump administration's first weeks has meant a bumpy beginning for a new program where ice fishing anglers and others on the frozen Great Lakes record ice thickness for research. The idea is to use that data to help inform existing ice modeling and expand upon work already being done by federal agencies. To that end, the nonprofit Great Lakes Observing System, or GLOSS, is asking ice fishing anglers and others who go out on the ice to gather and submit measurements of thickness, as well as observations of snow cover and other conditions. For now, GLOSS's work is moving forward despite a constantly shifting state of affairs, including Donald Trump's now rescinded memo freezing federal spending in late January. Communities in Wisconsin are feeling the widespread effects of federal cuts, and some organizations are pitching in to help those who've experienced federal funding freezes and mass layoffs. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Rural areas depend heavily on federal funds for vital services like healthcare, education, and infrastructure. And farmers who were counting on federal grant reimbursements are reeling from payment delays, waiting in some cases for up to $70,000. Nonprofits like the Wisconsin Farmers Union, headed by Julie Bomar, are seeing some of their grant funding slashed for diversity-related programs.
Something changes about every day with this, and it's a really crazy, chaotic time, both for nonprofits like ours, but also for the farmers that we work with. And so the uncertainty is really critical right now.
The Trump administration says the federal cuts are an effort to optimize efficiency and clean up what it calls fraud and waste. There are about 18,000 federal employees in Wisconsin. The DOGE website shows federal offices in Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, and Merrill are set to be terminated or consolidated. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Farmers are concerned about the new tariffs President Donald Trump imposed this week on Canada, Mexico, and China, and the tariffs those countries have announced in response. But some are hopeful their use will be brief and effective in changing other countries' policies. Harvest Public Media's Jim Meadows reports.
At the annual All-Day Ag Outlook held in the Illinois-Indiana border, Central Illinois farmer Steve Waters said he's worried about how Canada and Mexico's retaliatory tariffs could cut into sales of his corn and soybeans. But he supports President Trump's stated goal of getting those countries to do more to block fentanyl from coming across the border.
We're talking going to Mexico, our largest corn buyer. But I see what Trump's trying to do, trying to slow down this drug traffic.
Commodities analyst Mike Zuzulo says the farmers he talks to are waiting to see if the tariffs will be effective quickly. I'm Jim Meadows, Harvest Public Media.
A group backed by billionaire Elon Musk is behind a set of deceptive attack ads and text messages targeting voters just weeks ahead of the election for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The ads are labeled as coming from a group called Progress 2028 and are made to look like authentic messages of support for Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford, who is backed by Democrats. They describe her as a progressive champion who will stand up for immigrants, defend Planned Parenthood, and promote a justice system that gives criminals second chances. But records show the ads that appear on Facebook and Instagram and in text messages to some voters are underwritten by Building America's Future. That's a national conservative group that counts Musk among its biggest donors. That according to a Wall Street Journal report. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.